Now, we had some fun yesterday with the door to nowhere, or seemingly the door to nowhere, that it was on a high-rise in Brisbane, or is. That high-rise is still under construction. We discovered it's actually going to be used for an external garden that's still being built. It turns out that there are a number of buildings being upgraded in the Brisbane CBD right now that have or will have internal gardens. Council calls them buildings that breathe. One of the companies that build these internal gardens is Vertical. They've completed more than 25 buildings in Brisbane with these gardens, and they also did a green welcome wall for the Gold Coast's Commonwealth Games. Sam Collins is the general manager of Vertical. Sam, what do the indoor gardens do for the atmosphere?
Look, they offer a range of benefits, you know, that are well beyond the aesthetic. There's a lot of value in just having the carbon dioxide and oxygen exchange that goes on with plants. But look, there's a number of other benefits that come into play, and that is mainly in and around the appearance that they can give to the building inside, and a softening of some hard edges. One of the key things in building design is obviously to try and create some flow from the outside in. And in this lovely subtropical climate in which we live in Brisbane, that's a consideration that a lot of architects and landscape architects are looking to take advantage of.
So Sam, these are vertical walls of beautiful greenery and plants and garden. How do you hang the dirt? Because they're growing, they're living plants, they're not fake, they're real plants.
That's correct, Steve. Yeah, so look, there's a range of different vertical garden systems that are out on the market. Ours uses an interchangeable system of pots that hang onto a substructure, so it's a routed substructure. But yeah, one of the sort of benefits of a number of pots is they're very easily installed and quite simply maintained as you would a normal pot plant in an external environment. But yes, there are a range of different systems, and ours tends to work quite well internally, where you have a high density of planting at around about 33 plants per square metre. So the idea is no gaps and just a big lush leafy grey wall.
We had a listener alert us to this a couple of days ago, the new Mercedes-Benz building at Breakfast Creek. All the floors have got this internal garden. I went to Central Plaza 1 in the heart of Brisbane City yesterday, and the annex there has got this beautiful sort of vertical garden wall at different points. Can you grow anything? In other words, could people actually be growing, you know, vegetables, tomatoes, or does it have? Could you, in theory, grow anything you wanted?
Look, in theory, you can, Steve. The issue that you have, things like edibles, we tend to shy away from it in the vertical garden space because they will attract bugs and pests. And you know, if you're okay. in a high-rise building, it's something you want to avoid. But you know, what we've done over a number of years and a number of failures in our early days has worked out exactly which plants will work in a space. And when you have an environment such as you might have indoors, where you have UV grow lights or LED grow lights as they are now, there are specific species that will only grow in those conditions. So, yeah, that's sort of one of the things that we specialise in advising our clients on.
So you've done over 25 buildings in the Brisbane City area of these sort of, these internal, they're almost like a hanging garden, but they're a vertical wall garden. You've done over 25 of them, is that right?
Yeah, I would say so, as comfortably so, Steve. And yeah, I'm over in Perth today, so yes, we do projects nationally, but yes, there's quite a lot that we've done in and around Brisbane CBD, Gold Coast, as you touched on in the introduction. So yes, a good number of them, internal, external, and all sorts of orientations, from sort of west-facing full sun walls to you know, shady walls that you might see in places like Gresham Lane, for example, in the CBD.
It's, I think, a relaxing type of thing, isn't it? I mean, they say plants are good for you.
Completely changes the atmosphere of the building, I think.
Yeah, of the building, but also the surrounds. People, like in the CBD, people walking around. Maybe it has a calming feature, but I'd hate to be the person who has to climb up and water these gardens.
Yeah, is that hard? I mean, how do you keep them fresh and alive and watered?
Yes, it is hard, and thankfully I'm not the person that has to do it. I have some brave souls that do it. But no, a lot of them, as you mentioned, Steve, the CP1 project, these sort of walls have to be accessed by things like scissor lifts or you know, spider booms and so on. So it can be challenging, but that's something that we try and deal with right from the outset with the architect to try and ensure that access is as simple as possible. But yes, the big thing about vertical gardens that, you know, people need to realise is they are high maintenance. There's no such thing as a as a plant that doesn't grow quickly, or you know, species that are that will be okay. They all require quite a lot of love, just like a normal terrestrial garden. But yes, as I said at the beginning, I'm very glad I have some braver souls who are approved and have lift tickets and so on to go up and attend to the higher areas.
How many plants went inside the Mercedes-Benz building?
There's over 13,200 plants in that building, and over 10,000 internally. There's sort of two outside walls that you can also see, but yeah, over 10,000 individual plants internally. So you can imagine what that's doing in terms of creating a very, very oxygen-rich environment, and
yep.
You know, what it's doing for that space.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time, guys.
Sam Collins, the general manager of Vertical there. And yeah, just